Our community of fetish creators is at the heart of everything we do at Clips for Sale. Together, we'll help you elevate your sales and brand to new heights. Join C4S.com today and unlock the full potential of your brand and build your fetish fan base. Because at Clips for Sale, we believe that community is the key to your success. The letter C, number 4, letter S.com. C4S.com.
Authentically Kinky, and it is presented by Dating Kinky and is powered by Clips for Sale. And here is your host, John, or as we like to call them, Hi There, Catsuit.
And welcome to the program. I am John, also known as Hi There, Catsuit. Glad to be joined by Kid Dynamite on this, our second Fetish Friday Creator Spotlight. I got the whole thing in there. I'm used to just saying authentically kinky. Kid Dynamite, how you doing today?
I am great, John. How are you?
I am doing wonderfully. So talk to me about how you got into fetish and the creation of fetish content.
So, okay, the way I got into it is kind of a unique story, to be honest. Actually, I'm writing a book, just so you know.
Oh, wow.
About how I got into the industry, where I'm at now, and all these things. But the way I got in is not your normal way of getting into the industry. I actually was a professional actor, professional hip hop dancer. Been in movies, TV shows like American Pie 3, you know, Sky High. I was in a bunch of different movies. I was even in Will and Grace. Now, what happened was I lost everything. And I'm like, oh, what am I going to do to survive? I'm like, Jesus, I'm screwed. I was living in a hotel like, you know, in Buena Vista and, you know, nothing. And I'm like, Now, mind you, I always saw a dominatrix. I saw, you know, but none of my friends knew. All my friends were actors and stuff like that. I didn't want anybody to know. So I'm like, you know, hey, I want to get into this, but I don't want people to know. But then I lost everything. I was like, I'm interested, you know, and I was, you know, basically, I got, you know, offered to do this. I have a foot fetish, so I'm like, hey, you know, I could go lick feet and get paid. Yeah, they weren't going to do that. What they do want to pay me for is to get beat up by women and kicked in the balls. So I was like, huh? Are you what? Really? Fine, I'll do it. I needed the money. They were going to pay me $300. It's supposed to, you know, so I was like, all right, I'll do it. I'll go wrestle these girls and get beat up. I mean, so I go to all the way from, I never ridden a bus in my entire life, man. And I go from Buena Vista all the way to Pacific Palisades. Okay. That's three bus rides that I've never been on a bus in my entire life. I go there. Next thing you know, they're like, oh, you're going to wrestle her. And I was like, her is Ariel X, just so you know. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, let's go. I mean, now mind you, I'm like, I've trained martial arts and stuff like that. I was like, okay, cool. I can do this. So I did it. And I literally got choked out in 2 seconds in a baseball choke by her. And I was like, okay, now I'm going to try. Let's do this again. And then I wrestled all these other girls that kicked my ass. And then I was like, oh my God. So then I went from there. And then I went into the ball busting. And then the ball busting, my claim to fame was going 60 minutes straight of ball busting in CBT, no break, with Gotosoma. I was like, literally at 60 minutes, I was like, oh my God, I need a break. Like, I'm sorry, I know you guys got these subs that are doing this stuff, but I can't do this anymore. I'm hurting. And she goes, sweetie, you just went an hour without a break. That's incredible. I was like, it is. And I'm sitting there with my balls in my throat, like, yeah, can I have a place, please? So that was kind of like my claim to fame. I went into I became the sub for videos, right? And ball busting and strap on. And I mean, it all grew into things. Like I did, you know, the CBT, I had electric catheter and weights, and, you know, I did all these crazy things. So I was known as the Johnny Knoxville of porn, basically.
Wow.
That was my, you know, I mean, I was a good looking kid and I was like, hey, that's why I'm called Kid Dynamite. Actually, Kid Dynamite was actually my dance name. That was my
B-boy. Wow.
Because I was explosive on the dance floor. Who knew I was going to be explosive on freaking, you know, video? I didn't know. I mean, but.
So you have to explain something for me.
Go ahead.
Because I got into Impact, maybe a couple years ago. And my tops always are amazed. Catsuit, we don't know how the hell you take that. I can't imagine being hit in the balls. I just can't. How do you do it for 60 minutes? How do you get the mental acuity to be able to do it for 60 freaking minutes?
Well, you know, when you have no money and you're literally like, hey, I've got to do this. If I don't do this, I'm going to be out on the street and I ain't going to be able to pay for things. So you kind of just have to grit and bear it, man. You just have to be like, all right, do it. Let's get it done. And then I'm all with a smile on my face too. But, you know, what really got me through it, and this is crazy because I got famous. I think I'm famous for it. I don't know. But a lot of people didn't like it. Some people liked it. Some people didn't. It's called the Kid Dynamite growl. So I'd actually growl when I got kicked. So every time I got kicked, I was like, oh, okay, all right, let's go one more time. Okay, you know? So... And then, I don't know, it was just like, I could do it. And now could I do, and don't get me wrong, I've done it, you know, I did it so long, I would even do it at conventions and stuff like that. I kind of like got off on it, like I loved it because I could take it. And I was like, all right, let's do it. And I would do it at like, when Clips for Sale, you know, back in the day with Ashley Fires, and, you know, we did little shows in the front. Now, mind you, again, I was the Johnny Knoxville porn, and there was a time that I literally were letting these girls who were just coming up, they're big time now, but I sat at the booth at AdultCon, and I was doing a demonstration, and they were kicking me, right? And when they were kicking me, I wasn't going to call red. I mean, I just didn't believe in it. Of course, now I believe in it. Let me rephrase. Now I believe in limits. Now I believe in the consent, you know, but before I was just like, I got to do what I got to do. But yeah. And she's like, he's not going to call red. You guys just stop. And of course, and then she's like, come over here, wash my feet. And as I did, I was like, ah, that kind of hurt. And I had broken my rib because I'm an idiot. I let them kick me so hard. It's so much. And I walk over there and I'm going to lick her feet and I'm going to breathe them. I was like, ah, she goes, you broke your rib, didn't you? And I was like, because I was letting them kick me as hard as they could. And I was like, whatever. Again, nowadays, I look back and I'm like, what an idiot I was. Hmm. Why did I do that? But, you know, so now, so I performed hard for 2 years straight. I did a lot. You know, I did lift and carry. I did wrestling. I did scissoring. I did hand job, foot job, you know, ass worship, pussy worship, man, I did it all, right? Then I retired and then went into the production side of things where it was, you know, I had worked for cams.com and I had done the recruiting side of things, and then I did producing, directing. And then I came back 2023 into the industry as performer again, because I'm like, I love this. I love to perform. I like to be these different characters. It's fun for me, right? So, and then I decided I wanted to open up my own content creation business. And me and this other Dom, Goddess Alia, we ended up opening up a company called For You to Indie Scripts. And basically, it's to help content creators learn how to get in this business, you know, the right way. Don't do what I did, because you know, I would never do it again like that. I'll tell you that right now. That was 2009, by the way, that I got into the industry. And I wouldn't change it, but I would change it. Some things, you know, some of the things I did, I was like, what was I thinking?
But, so when you retired, and I guess that there was a lot of rest and recuperation after that.
Yeah.
When did you know that it was starting to turn around and that you did not have to take the punishment, you could kind of take control back into your own hands?
Well, after, you know, in 2023, I realized that I was like, hey, now I can do the things I like. I don't have to do the things that I, you know, not necessarily... One, I could take it. And granted, when I was doing it, I kind of enjoyed it. Don't get it wrong. I do like a little bit of the CBT. I like a little of the cock torture. I'm into that. But as far as the Baba scene, I could take it. And I made it, you know, I could take it. But was I really into getting my balls kicked into my throat? Nah. But I could take it. And... now I just do the things that I love. And one of the things I love from my, as you can see, is feet. I love feet. I love smelly feet, sweaty feet, dirty feet, you name it. And I love it so much that I actually host foot parties. You know, I have a foot party in Dallas that I host, and a foot party in Ohio I just did. And it's part of footnight.com. So, you know. It's a good place for, and you know, when people, I got on Loyal Fans for the first time one day, and somebody said to me, they said, and I was live, they said, goat. And I was like, what? Like, I'm going to block you right now. Sure shit. I didn't know it was what it meant. I'm yeah. old. But I thought he was calling me a goat, but he was calling me a goat. He's saying greatest of all time. I was like, yo, hold up. You know, I'm like, I'm very flattered that the people think that. I actually had another guy said, I wish that a femdom company would only shoot you, and hearing you come back into the industry and performing is like a 1978 Star Wars coming back. I was like, whoa, bro. Don't ever lump me in with Star Wars. I mean, that's like legendary stuff you're talking about. I'm just me. You know, Star Wars, you know, come on. Like, you know, I know Star Wars. I mean, come on. I mean, there is no try. There's either do or you don't. And I did. That was what I lived by. I can't try to cross the street. You either do or you don't. You don't try ball busting. You either do it or you don't. So I've lived my motto by that. So.
So you have done a lot of content, and Clips for Sale, being our sponsor, had mentioned that you were one of the best, especially when it comes to a lot of the foot stuff that you do. Yeah. Talk to me about the business of being a content creator. How difficult is it for you, or have you found a rhythm that's been good for you?
So here's the thing, and I tell a lot of my content creators I work with, right? So it's a business, right? And when you're creating content, you've got to develop your niche, right? You've got to figure out what it is that you are about. And I think I'm like the foot fetish, right? I you know, when I create my foot fetish content, because I came back from the acting background, I like to recreate different kind of scenes like that. You know what I mean? So I might be watching a movie one day, and I'm like, yo, that's a great idea for a scene. So you'll see, man, like I did a scene, right, with Princess Renee, okay? Amazing, amazing woman, okay? We did a scene where it was kind of, you've seen the movie Rain Man, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we recreated that. And let me tell you, it's phenomenal, you know? And it was fun to do. And getting into that character. So when I do these scenes, I get into characters. They might not necessarily be who I am, right? Because me is different than my character, right? But, Yeah, I mean, I always say, you know, find out what your niche is and perfect it. I like to play different characters, so I like to do different kinds of things. But, you know, I also write scripts and stuff like that for other content creators and custom scripts. So that I know sell because I have, like you said, I've been on Clips for Sale since 2009. My, you know, that's my new store, Foot Fetish Angels, right? I had another store that I did was Brutal Foot Domination. And that was back long time when I first started. And, you know, again, I was on the top 50 in the clips all every time I would shoot with a different company. You know, one of them would be in the top 50. It was like, oh wow, you know, top, it might have been a top clip, you know, or and they were always in the top studio. I shot with this, you know, one of my start was working with this guy, Goddess Footboy, and I learned a lot from him. Granted, I got my ass kicked a lot in those clips.
There's a theme going on here.
Yes, always a theme. But you know, I started with Goddess Footboy, and then he created this thing. We actually created it together. This Girls Beat Up Boys, and you know, a lot of people have seen a lot of my stuff. Of course, I look, you know, I was younger. I don't look as old as I do now, but you know. I did all this stuff, like the beatdowns and stuff like that. Now it's just like, now I get to do what I like to do and smell feet and lick feet. But what's great is I might like the smelly, sweaty feet, but I can act like I don't like it. And that is important. It is super important to be able to portray, because if I'm a viewer and I'm watching, because at the end of the day, I didn't say this, but when I was acting and dancing professionally, the way I knew about Clips for Sale and all that, I bought stuff from Clips for Sale. I was spending lots of money. And of course, I didn't want nobody to know about that. You know, I was living with actors who are on movies and TV shows big time, you know, and I was like, oh my God, if these guys find out, I'm done. And then finally I realized, I was like, you know what? This ain't bad. So now I tell everybody, I'll tell the whole world. I am not scared to say who I am and what I'm into, because it is a part of me. And I feel like, you know, the minute I was able to be open and let everybody know who I am, my friends, yeah, I might've lost a couple friends here and there, right? But the fact is, the people who are my real friends and family, they stuck around, and now my family supports me, my friends support me. You know, I couldn't ask for, you know, like I tell everybody, now it's not for everybody. Some people don't want to admit who they are, or you know, they want to keep it. And I get that. And that's but eventually it comes out. That's what's crazy, is eventually it will boil up so much that it's gonna come out. You're going to be with a girlfriend and you're going to tell her, and then something might happen, and you know, you never know. So, and nowadays it's so much, it's acceptable now. It's not like when I started, everybody's like, oh my God, he has a foot fetish. Oh, he's so weird. It's like, oh, he has a foot fetish. I love my feet massaged. I love my feet licked. I get turned on. Right. Like that's what it is now.
I posted something yesterday on Twitter and on FetLife, where I said, the only normal that is a true normal is the normal we have for ourselves.
100%.
And the reason this show became authentically kinky was because the authenticity that people have in what they love is what makes them so special. And I could tell from the first time, not even the first time talking to you, but the first time I saw you writing an email back to me where you said, that's what's up, I can tell that you live and love this life and not ashamed of it one little bit.
Nope. But you asked me 2009. I was scared. I was afraid of what people would think of me. I had a computer full of shit, you know, and my friends would try to go in on my computer and I freak out. And I was like, but now it's like, no, I eat and breathe this. I live this. I have become more of like a therapists, people come to me as like, hey man, I have this foot fetish, but I don't want somebody to know. Or I'm like, hey, be honest, because how can she be, you know, like how can she be what you want if you don't tell her what you want? And then you go and find it on your own, and then your secret, you know, you got to be honest with her. If, mm-hmm. if you want her to, if you like her and you want to be with her, let her know, because if she likes you and she wants to be with you, she's going to accept you for who you are, mm-hmm. you know? And man, I'll tell you, this industry changed my life more. Like I tell people straight up, if it weren't for this industry, I wouldn't be here today. You know, I deal with anxiety. I deal with bipolar. You know, I have all these things right now. I'm medicated, but at the end of the day, I am able to be me, and I have learned to grow because of this industry. And I'm not scared to tell anybody. That's why I'm writing this book. And I really hope people read it, because honestly, it's going to be a self-help book. It's going to be a book that people can read and be like, oh my God, I know I'm not to do this. Or, oh my God, I feel this way, you know? And that's, and you know, again, it's premature, but I'll give it to you anyways. The book's going to be called Unapologetically Me. So, because love I am it. Me. And I don't care what people think about me. I don't, this is how I live, is that if I don't have haters, right, then I ain't doing something right. I much rather have all these haters, because that means my name is coming out of their mouth all the time. So they're just making me famous, right? So, and I tell people that, I'm like, if you don't have haters, you're not doing it right. So haters make you successful. So
last question I have for you.
Yeah.
With this being the creator spotlight, I'm sure that a lot of new creators are going to try to get tips and tricks from the people who have been doing it. If you had advice for somebody who's just starting out in the content industry, what would be the one thing that you learn now that you wish you knew back then?
Wow, that's a lot. So, you know, I have the content creation business. So what I do, there's a lot I would tell, but the one thing that if you're just starting out is to make sure you know what a model release is and a 2257. That's most important, but also is your limits, you know, what it is, your do's and your don'ts. Super important, right? Because if you don't know that and you just do the things that you know, it's, you know, I mean, like I said, there's so many different things other than just that, but those are some of the things that you know, to be a content creator, those are important. Because if you don't have your do's and your don'ts, how are you going to create your niche? Mm-hmm. Which your niche is super important. If you don't know your niche, you won't be able to be successful, because you won't be able to create what people want to see. So that's really, you know, the model release in the 2257 is a technical side that I say everybody needs to know. And, you know, if that's most important. And then also is your do's and don'ts, what it is you like and you don't like. So
I love talking to you. We have so many different things in common. We even discovered we have our pro wrestling past, yes, together.
I've been around.
Pretty darn cool. Kid Dynamite, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show, and I look forward to visiting with you. And maybe we'll see each other at FetishCon. Oh,
we will see each other at FetCon for sure. I will be there, and I will be performing Baby Got Back in at the Clips for Sale Karaoke, which I'm actually, just so you know, I'm in the top 10 right now to go to Hollywood to compete for $10,000. So.
Well, I may see your Baby Got Back with Beat Caroline.
All right. I like it.
Use your safe word, but I could slow down
now. I love it. I love it. Man, it's been a pleasure, John.
Been a pleasure. And for those of you who don't know, FetishCon coming up this August, you can get all the information at fetishcon.com. And we are the official podcast of FetishCon. Pretty proud of that.
Let me
wrap it up, Kid Dynamite, one moment, if you would, please. I am John, also known as Hi There, Catsuit. I hope I have earned the privilege of your time. And I remind you to always remember consent and to love each other always.
Joining us for the show. You can get all the information on the podcast by visiting AuthenticallyKinky.com. You can find our theme song on Spotify. It's called Freya by Masuna, and you can find links to their work on our website as well.
This has been a presentation of Dating Kinky, built by kinksters, for kinksters, poly, queer, trans folk, and anyone not quite vanilla. And it's free.
And
as a fetish creator myself, I know there are a lot of options to sell my content. But when it comes to a platform that I trust and that works for me, Clips for Sale has always been number one. With reliable payouts, content protection, chargeback forgiveness, and great internal traffic, I know that my content is being seen by the right customers because Clips for Sale invests in marketing to make sure that I succeed. It's time to join a community that cares about fetish creators at C4S.com. The letter C, number 4, letter S.com. C4S.com.